The adjoining parshios of Achrimos Kedoshim culminate in a parsha that highlights the inyan of Kedusha. Achrimos after Misa, which brings with it, which brings in its wake an inyan of Tumah, an antithesis of Kedusha, we journey from Deorayu to Kedoshim to you. So Rashi tells us what's Kedoshim to you. The well of Machlekes Rashi and Rabban Rashi says, have a prushim and arayas, anytime you find the Dovrusha Kedusha, it connotes a sense of a separation of Havdolah from all and none, a pretus, ilierva, depravity, perversity, makhule. At the same time, going back to what we touched upon briefly on Tuesday night, later on in Parshas Kedoshim, Parachal, from Pasuk Zayin, we read, V'his kadashna v'yisev kadoshim. And then Rashi, based on the Torah Skron, based on the Sephra, Rashi says, have a prusha min avodah zara. He mentioned the Maral and the Gorarye, how all these elements are included, and the Maral just says that Rashi, in the beginning of the Parsha, just meant that Kedusha Tfei, the greatest expression, the greatest manifestation of Kedusha, is the separation, is the prisha from Arayis and Gilo Yerva. But Avada certainly includes all other Nyani Prishas from anything that's Natame, that brings any sense of Tumo, whether it's taking us back to Parsha Shemini, being mounted ourselves, separating ourselves from putting Shkotzim and Ramosim and Macholos Asuras, Macholos Tmeis into our mouths. Also, we've countered over there, we also witnessed the Lashon of Kedusha, and of course, Aprishas from Inyoni Avodah Zarah, they're all subsumed within the general heading, the general rubric of Kedusha. So if we were to explore through the eyes of Torah Shema Peh when we make our way into Shas, and after putting together Kedoshim Tiyu Prushim from Gilei Arayis, together with Rashi, the Torah Skwanim, later on in Parshas Kedoshim, Prushim from Avodah Zarah, and I can understand in Shemini, separate from Shkotzim, from Amosim, all of a sudden we get to a Gemara at the end of the 8th parak of Maseches Brachos, from Gimel and Beis, and the very last line of the 8th parak tells us we have a drosha. A drosha is Chazal, v'skanash, v'isen Kedoshim, v'skanash, v'ilu, mayim rishaymim, v'isen Kedoshim, v'ilu, mayim achreim. Where is this coming from? And you just read about Kedusha. And you just read the Maral of the Ikka Kedusha is precious from Gilei Erva, from the Tumah, the depravity, the perversity, all the immorality and corruption of the world. And I can understand. I want you, when I speak about Kedusha, to let you know, separate yourselves from Avodah Zarah as well. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, these are part of the big three. Shvichas Damim goes without saying, but you're talking about Ritzicha. You're talking about Shvichas Damim. That there's nothing to talk about. That's before you even discuss Kedusha. But I thought it was already there. I understand this Kedusha. And all of a sudden I open up Shas. And we get the Brachos and the Gimel, by the way, washed it to the Siddai. In the same context, from the same exact words the Chazal deduced, separate yourselves from Avodah Zarah, from Gilei Arayis, we're telling you, look how Choshe Mayim Rishayim and Mayim Achronim. This is Mamas on the same scale? This is, what is it? It's a mitzvah concept, it's a Rabbanon. That's all it is. All it is, we're equating it, we're putting it into the same words, the very same drasha, as a precious from Avodah Zarah. Somebody from Avodah Zarah, oh, by the way, make sure to wash your hands and test the night before you eat. And don't forget my machorim. And without getting into the whole discussion, it's my machorim. Even a chiv today is not a chiv today. But to put it on the same plane, what's going on? Kotzka Rebbe writes, Amud Emes, the beginning of the Parsha, Kedoshim to you. Nowhere do we find that a Kosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to become Kedoshim like Malach Eliel, like the Malach Yesharis, like God's heavenly court. I don't want you to be like a Malach. Famous Kotzka Rebbe, I'll shake Kodesh to you, I want you to make yourself an Ish, Anoshim, be human, be in this world, but now attach yourselves to Kedusha. But be a human being. It's very easy on Yom Kippur to go in and say, I'm going to be an ascetic, I'm going to stay away from all the Yoni Gashmias. That's a Madrega, and we can tap into that Madrega one day a year, well done, the Kittel, the Moral and his Arichas, and his Drosh and Shabbat Shuvah, the Ikra Voda is, the Chamishe Nuyim, stay away from all the Yoni Gashmi, from all the Masa, from all the physical, mundane, materialistic pursuits, and make yourselves Kodesh like Malach Elyon. But in the pages of Chumash, what does the Abishur want? What is the adage by which we shall live? Kedoshim to you. Writes the Kotzka Rebbe, the same way I told you that Anshei Kodesh means Anoshim, and but make yourselves Anoshim, that Ashayich means Ashayichi to Kedusha, and the same way I tell you, Kedushim to you, not Kedushim like Malachim, Kedushim to you, Baba Yosin Yehe, just like the Gemara very often, Darshan's, Anoshim to you is, keep it the way it is, Baba Yosin Yehe, keep it the way it is, writes the Kotzka, Kedushim to you, stay the way you are, just add a little Kedusha. Kedush, I like you just the way you are. Stay human, stay real, stay involved in this world, but Kedusha to you. While you're staying in this world, add some Kedusha to it. Sanctity of Kedusha. Prushim and Arayus, granted, that's a Klodiyistik Ezach. Prushim from Avodah Zarah, again, a Klodiyistik Ezach. It's a general type of precious that gives us a foundation, a Tashkit of Kedusha. If you're attached to Avodah Zarah, you're attached, Chalila B'chas, to immorality, to perversity, then you're not even Shaykh to Kedusha. Separate from that, and now there's what to talk about. So now you're Shaykh to Kedusha, but how do I now add to that Kedusha? His Kedash to Isa Kedusha. What do? I wash in the Tillis Adayim. What's that all about? We know it's a big thing. Chozen Ish, in the biographies, the Maaseh, the Chozen Ish, they asked the Chozen Ish once, right? What did your mother do right? What did your parents do right that they raised sons who became Gedolei Yisrael, Choshev Tzadikim, Tamid HaChomim, and Mefrat, the Chozen Ish, Avram Yishayah, Karelitz? How did you grow up in the house? We have a lot of stories of mothers we spoke about last week, Ashrei Lata, the Mishnah for Gelb, Sefer Beis. We had the mother of Yeshua, the famous Yerushalmi, in the first Perek of Yevamos, took him already as a baby and walked him into the Beis Medrash, and always had him listen to words of Torah. So they asked the Chozen Ish, why did you grow up in the house? He said three things were the ticket to unbelievable Siyata Dishmaya. Number one, our parents taught us no sheker. No sheker, no lashon hara. Watch what comes out of your mouth, no falsehood. And that's why the Chozen Ish Kovei Tzigra says, sheker extends itself when you're telling over a maaseh, you're telling over a story. Don't embellish it. Even that's included in sheker. Everyone likes to embellish it. Even that's sheker. He was ruchok ligarni midva sheker tircha. Keep a very far distance from sheker. So no sheker, no nas devor, no lashon hara, chidus achuli, but sheker was at the top. And number two, mitzvah sedai. The Kedusha and the Tower of the Adayim, our parents were very makbid. We got up in the morning already at a young age to wash Nagavasa, or any time we touched the hair, we touched the shoes, without getting into the shyness, when you are Mechuyivah, we did to have an Atzilah, to not have an Atzilah, but our Koponim, we were very medatek. Chazon Ish, we know stories. He went into the dentist chair when he needed to meet with the dentist, and the first question he asked the dentist was, did you wash Nagavasa this morning? You can't touch me with your fingers if you don't wash Nagavasa. Al Kedekach, he says, we were Shomer our Adayim, the Kedusha of the Torah. And so you would think, the Chozen Ish, I can understand, you never spoke Sheker. Midbar Sheker Terechak, Adir Raisa, Kedusha is a Peh, Kedusha is a Divor, the Hobbes Adam, the Ruach, Malo, the Pez, the Teich, the Adoris, Adam, Mavizu, Adam, I can understand. But right up there, can you imagine, again, together with not speaking Sheker, Chozen Ish would say, oh, this is number one. Oh, and by the way, Derech Agav, we had a bunch of other little things. These were the big three. Number one was this, and number two, again, keep it right up there. Washing the Tillis Adayim, Pila Pela, Chozen Ish was unbelievably makbid. And the third thing we don't know. Third thing, he was not Magala. Tzarchim, what was the third thing? For some reason he didn't want to say what it was that took place in the house of the Karelitz Mishpacha growing up. A Kaponim, you've seen that the Tillis Adayim was an unbelievably Choshev Ezach. What's it all about?
You should have said two.
I should have just said two things. And why do you have to keep us in suspense?
Just keep away from second.
That's right. You have to see the MS. Beautiful. So somebody sent me an email today. Beautiful idea, quoting Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss asked this question. Viskanash from Yisem Kedosha. Netilas Adayim. What's Pshah? Netilas Adayim. This is Kedusha. What's the Pshah? Said there's a Yidimitik Amais with the Klozim of Gerebbe Zatzal. The Klozim of Gerebbe are going to the camps, squashed, like cattle's on the cattle car. So one boy discovered in the roof of the cattle car there was a hole. It was a small little hole, and it started to rain. And the boy climbed up on somebody's shoulders, and he started to catch the raindrops coming through this little hole on top of the cattle car. So he started sending down drops of water and putting it into people's hands so that they could lick their fingers. They could have something to drink, and everybody took turns. And he would give a few drops of water to this person, to Reuben, to Shimon, and then go down the line. Of course, the Klozim HaGarebbe was offered right at the beginning. And the Klozim HaGarebbe said, I want water, but I don't want water to drink. I want water that I want to use to wash my hands, to wash Nagamasa. And people couldn't understand. What is this? The Rebbe, you're makbid on Nagamasa, you're going to take away water from us, you're going to wash hands, and then you're going to drink? And you take it away, you're robbing us of our water to drink. Klozim HaGarebbe said, don't worry. Everybody's getting his or her share of water. I'm using my share from the Tillis Adayim. I'm not going to drink anything. So close him a garabba. If you're not going to drink anything, that's becoming a fascist. What's Pshad using for the Tillis Adayim? And the close him a garabba said, you don't understand. It's not shaykh for me to drink. if I don't have Kedushas Adayim. Nothing matters more to me than the Kedushas Adayim. My learning, thinking, and the right machshavas, and this to me is life. This to me is more crucial, more important than my life. The Kedusha of the Adayim, then I can start worrying about what I'm going to drink. But if I don't have Kedusha Adayim, it's not trying to make a shahakol, it's not trying to think about drinking, first I have to bring Kedusha, and that's my Rishayna. Similar idea, and we mentioned in a Chabura and Tefillah last week, that in the 15 different ideas that we mentioned as the Hadamah to the Lel Seder, we started at Kadesh Orchatz. Many Mefarshei Haggadah asked the question, why is Orchatz the only one that gets a Vav? Kadesh Orchatz. Usually, we should go and write Kadesh Rechatz, Karpus Yachatz. If anything, put a Vav before the very last one, before number 15. Why Kadesh Orchatz? And if you're going to put a Vav here, so tell me, Kadesh Orchatz, Vik, Karpus Yachatz. Dav, come here, do we have a Vav, the Vav Achibur? That means that for Muskel Rishon, what the Baal HaGadah is trying to tell us is that there's an interconnection between Orchatz and Kadesh Be'etzeh. The feeling is Daiti Hankufa. Because we could also ask the question, why is it called Urchatz? Why is it called Rachza? Why not call it Tzilus Adayim? Especially by Rachza. You want to tell me perhaps that we changed it to Urchatz to let you know this doesn't have all the regular Gidrei in the Tzilus Adayim, all the regular Dinam in the Tzilus Adayim. But Rachza, before Achidah Samaiti, is a regular Tzilus Adayim. We always call it a Tzilus Adayim. Why do we switch the terminology and now we call it Rachza? Feeling is Daiti, it's Pasha. Because in the Pasha Sakiyor, what was the Havdamah, the prelude to going to do the Avodah? And granted the Riyakar, the Lavosh, they write that the Kikir Shadayim Raglayim Ayadei, the Kiyur, was not simply a Hesher to do the Avodah, it was the Tchinas Avodah, but it's playing a dual role. And number one is, you can't go into the Mishkan and the subsequent Batei Mikdash unless first you do what? The Lashon all throughout the Pashas Kiyur is V'rachetzu Yadayim Raglayim. It's always a Rechitza of the Adayim and the Raglayim. That's a Rechitza. What we do when it tells us a dying, that's not preparing us for an avodah necessarily. That's because it's Rosh Hashanah. Before you eat bread, you have to wash until Sadayim. Either before the Suda, what are we doing? This is a Lel Seder, a Lel of avodah. This is an avodah that Pesach, when you write out the letters, writes upon the Yafas, and yields Gematria 613. This is a night the Gros says, you have more mitzvahs on Lel Seder 61 than in any other night of the year. This is a night that's all about the avodah. How are you marked in the avodah? Kaddish. First is Kedusha. But the Kedusha isn't Stam Ayyidei Kiddush alone, it's Ayyidei Levav Achibur, it's a Kadesh Orchatz. Because the Kedusha is not complete, unless it's by definition accompanied, and that's the Levav Achibur with an Orchatz. Not an Atila Stam, and Atila Sadaim, it's got to be a Rachza. Rachatzu Yedei Meraglayim. It has to be the Kedusha, the Achana, the Avoda that you're about to do this evening.
Rather than it should come before Kadesh.
No, so that's Kadesh Orchatz. But the Mamash and the Mamash coming together. But first you have to bring Kedusha to the Yom. The Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, was Kedusha Be'etzah. That was the Chepetz of Kedusha. So I don't need to bring Kedusha to anything. I need to bring Kedusha to myself. The Achonah for that Avoda is the Maisakir. Over here I need to bring Kedusha to the Yom. I need to be Makadish the Yom. As a low Pesach, once I'm Makadish the Yom, now I'm starting the process of my Avodah Salayla. So it has to start with Orchatz. The Kedusha is not complete unless I have an Orchatz, and that's Orchatz, that's Rachza. I have a Kiddush Adan Raglai. Back to Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. So Rav Asher Weiss says as follows. Granted, when it comes to Kedusha, we want to be Makadish ourselves entirely. But we know that's almost impossible to do. How can a person really be Makadish his whole Chelek HaGashmi? So it goes off like the Kutz Rebbe told us. Kedusha to you. Be who you are. Be an Ish and be involved in my Olam HaFizi, my Olam HaGashmi. You are who you are. So we can't be Makadish everything about us. But look to the Kohanim. What do? They Rochet Yedei Meraglayim. At least they're Klei Maisa. Right, so Moshe Weiss, the idea is, Mechas Osher, that if you wash the Adayim, that's Ki'ilu, you're washing the entire goof. Because we know Akoko Yaakov Yadayim Ada Esav. The Klei Maisa are the Adayim, or very often the Adayim with the Raglayim. And if you take the Ikur Chelek HaGashmi that you have in you, the part that extends beyond the lave and beyond the Moach more than any other part of the body are the Adayim. They can make themselves farthest away from your Moach, from your Neshama, and from the lave farther than any other Aver and the Guf. They're the ones that create, that do, and the Olam HaMaisa. That's Esav, Loshen Asiyah. That's Esav, united with Yadayim with Esav. It's all about the Koch of the Yadayim. Mamela. Before I go into do any Avoda, what's the first step?
First step is Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. If you could go out and do a Maisa Rechitza on the Yadayim, that can immediately bring Kiddusha to the goof. Not because practically I washed my hands, it's as if I washed my whole goof, but when you wash your hands with the Kavana, then what I'm really washing is, I'm washing off the involvement that I have in the Olam HaGashmi. I'm diluting, Kilo, my Bechina, my aspect of Yadayim De'Esov, I'm bringing Kedusha, even to the Chilak HaGashmi B'Yoser and the Guf Adam, even that I'm doing. It's what I'm symbolically doing. When I do the Mice of the Natila, that is to His Kadash B'Yisam Kedusha. I want you to be separate from the Bodhisattva. I want you to be separate from Arayas. But how do you live with that level of Kedusha? And now sanctify yourselves. How do I bring Kedusha? You have to do what? Remove yourselves from the Gashmi stick of things in this world. And that can only be done when you symbolically are rochet and you wash off the tumah and you purge yourself from all that impurity. All the stains and the tarnish of being too engrossed and too involved in all mazah. You don't have to wash your whole body. You don't have to go to mikvah all the time. You have to symbolically demonstrate that aspiration of Kedusha as long as you wash off the clay maisa b'yoser, the kiddush of the yadayim. Made on Kleisol, I was preparing for Matan Torah. And we got to Shavuos, and we finally stated, from time immemorial, we know this cry of Naseh v'Nishma. The Gro writes in Adar Suleyom, when we said Naseh, we got the Koach of the Adayim Yidei Esav from Esav. And that's one Keseh. And when we said Nishma, writes the Gro, we got the Koach of Shemia, of Yishmael, and that's the second Keseh. So explain to Moshe Shapiro. I understand that every time we take our Yadayim, our Makanish the Yadayim, that's bringing Kedusha to the Chilak HaGashmi. But how do we best Yishmael? Yishmael also has a Kocha Tefillah. Yishmael. How do we get one up on Yishmael? Explains on Moshe Shapiro. That was the idea of Kib Eger. As speaks about in his Psicha Tilchos Tefillah, there was an Indian of Priestess Kapayim. Moshe Rabbeinu. Vahi Yom Devamuna. What's Priestess Kapayim? If in the middle of davening I take my hands and I put my hands into the davening, then I'm showing you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm taking my Chilak HaGashmi B'Yosef. I'm taking the Yadayim HaGashmi and I'm subjugating the Yadayim HaGashmi to the Kedusha of my Tefillah, to the Koko Yaakov, that's thereby bring Kedusha even to the Koko of the Yadayim. That's Naseh and Nishma together. Together Mamas as one B'Vas Akas. In the middle of my Koko HaTefillah, I take the Koko of the Yadayim HaGashmi, and I subjugate them, I machmir them to the higher realm, and the Koko Yaakov, the Kedushas HaTvila, that is bringing Kedusha to my entire goof. Say, Chalami, what's the big deal? The Tanas Adayim, it's a little sprinkling of mine, but it's much deeper than that. The Mayim Rishonim, the Mayim Achronim, is about symbolically showing our Kodesh Baruch Hu, I can't always go into the mikvah. I can't always have a Daf Gemara, the famous Kotzka Rabba. Learning a Daf Gemara is matayr, like the Mem Sof and Mikvah. I might not always have my Gemara to bring me Kedusha. I might not always have the Mikvah to bring me Kedusha. I might not always have the greatest things that can take me to the highest Madrega, but even a little Natil Sadayim, Acha Kavana Saleh, Pein and Advarim. Sprinkle a little water, a little Kedusha onto the Adayim, and recognize that life is not about the clay mice. Life is not about my Yadayim De'Esav, it's about subjugating that to the higher realm of the Koko Yaakov. Of the Koach HaShemia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you my Yadayim, symbolically demonstrating, I'm giving you all of me. Shvi Zoichem, to be Makadosh and Yadayim, our Raglayim to bring Kedusha to the Velt, and to say Naseh V'Nishma to be Meichem, and the Naseh V'Nishma on the heels of the Kadosh Orchatz, to add to our Kedusha and be Meichem from Matan Torah, HaKidaboy, we should be Zoichem to the Torah, and that ultimately will bring Rafua to God's Chai Yisrael, Shuas and Achamas, and be a small tzedek, מהר רבי אמינו